Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, so all that we have invested, we lay all on the line tonight. For us, together, for each other, all right? The journey starts tonight.
Touchdown. He went right over the top, and the Patriots regained the lead.
Billy Hunt.
Joseph will try to tie this game.
He hooked it, it's not good. He missed it. And the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl.
Good evening, everyone. From Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana, it is Super Bowl 46.
This is our moment. Let's take this and roll with it.
Super Bowl 46 is underway.
Here in the early going, the Giants dominating the line of scrimmage. That's Tom Coughlin style.
Throws one left. Touchdown, Giants. Victor Cruz on the slam.
That's a heck of a throw and a heck of a catch by Mario Manningham.
He's given the Giants the lead, but it was an almost reluctant touchdown by Bradshaw. And now the Super Bowl is going to come down to a Hail Mary. Brady, he is one. The jump ball, and it's
incomplete, and the ball game's over.
Is what Tom Coughlin said, and Eli Manning and the Giants have finished off the Patriots in the Super Bowl for the second time in 4 years.
Welcome in. Fastest 60 Minute Sports. We're on the ride one more and again. Good morning, everyone. It is week 13 National Football League, but that is not the story of the day. There are crazy, absolutely crazy things going on in the world of sports over the last 24 to 48 hours, forgetting the fact that we had a great SEC title game yesterday between Alabama and Georgia. Lost a lot of significant people over the last 24 to 48 hours in the world of sports. So let's get those things out of the way first and foremost. For those of you who haven't heard, yesterday, old coach Rick Majerus dies of heart failure. He was 64 years old. And, of course, the more poignant story throughout the day, Chiefs linebacker, again, basically kills his girlfriend and drives down to the Chiefs facility and then right there in front of the facility takes his own life. I know we've often said, you know, that this world is crazy. Days like that, obviously, just solidify that whole notion that you don't know what someone else is really going through. You really don't. Whatever was going on with Jovan Belcher, that he would kill his girlfriend, drive to Arrowhead Stadium, commit suicide in front of his coach and his general manager. The loss of life is catastrophic. But now for those left, the three-month-old baby now has lost both parents. So 25-year-old dad gone, 22-year-old mom, Cassandra Perkins, who died, I guess, en route to the hospital. They leave a three-month-old baby that now the entire city of Kansas City, you can best believe, will rally around. Major league kudos to the mayor of Kansas City for stepping up the way he did yesterday, going by there, checking on things. And it's hard. It just is absolutely hard. So seven minutes past the hour. The Chiefs have been told to move forward and play the game as scheduled today, albeit with heavy hearts. Of course, the Chiefs are in no way, shape, or form in any type of playoff hunt whatsoever. They've had largely a disastrous season. So, matter of fact, real quick, let me take a quick look at where they're at in the grand scheme of things. Obviously, moving forward, not necessarily this year. This year is done for the Chiefs. I keep coming back to the fact that, whatever altercation happened between Jovan and his girlfriend that led to the shooting of her, you never know what someone's going through. And it's hard for us, what we think is normal is never normal. And the idea that this is a kid who was undrafted out of Maine, 4 years ago. He had gotten to a point where he was starting with Kansas City. He was making some money, just under $2 million a year. You would have thought on the surface everything was good. So I don't know what happened in that household. I really don't. And it's no matter how you dress it up, it's sad all the way across the board. Anyway, let's get to the whole standings thing first and foremost. Because the idea that the NFL is asking Kansas City to try to move forward, try to play this game, I think in the full blown knowledge that Kansas City is, a 1-10 team football team that's dealing with the whole possibility of rebuilding across the board. I would hate to think that, you know, a one in ten team has so many internal issues that, you know, somewhere along the line things of this nature. And I don't want to even go down that road of speculation, but, you know, a one in ten team has been asked to simply continue to play its season as scheduled. So you can best believe Kansas City will be operating with true, true heavy hearts today. But that said, it was still a great day of sports for all of our sports fans across the landscape of especially college football. Okay, if you're a college football head, you had to enjoy yesterday. There was some great football, with the exception of the Oregon State blowout. There were some great games yesterday, and hopefully you got a chance to enjoy that. The biggest one, I think, in my own personal perspective, number two versus number three, that one had in BCS title implications. But let's do what we typically do at 10 in the morning. Let's run down your tops all the way down. So number 23, Oklahoma State, loses to Baylor. Baylor has to be the best offensive team to never get a sniff. If they had a defense, Baylor would be one of the most dangerous teams in college football. But Baylor takes care of Oklahoma State 41-34. That offense can score. Boise State, a 27-21 winner. NIU, a 44-37 winner. Again, if they had a defense, they'd be beasting too. Number 15, Oregon State rolls 77-3. Number 13, Florida State edges out Georgia Tech. Wisconsin just obliterated Nebraska in the Big Ten game, 70-31. Oklahoma gets it done against TCU, 24-17. Stanford, number 8, Stanford, 27-24 over UCLA. Again, these are a lot of title games. I believe that was the Pac-12 title game. The Big 12 title game sees Kansas State, and they've got to really be kicking themselves, a 42-24 winner over Texas. And then, of course, the game of the day, Alabama. By a simple fluke, beats Georgia 32-28. Now, look, I know there's some Roll Tide fans out here that check out this show. I love you guys to death. I love you guys to death, but you caught a break. You caught an absolute break, and you know it. All right. Aaron Murray and the Georgia Bulldogs, with less than a minute, march down the field, get inside the 10-yard line, and kudos to your defense. The deflected ball that just so happens to land in a Georgia player's lap with the clock running down, and they've got no timeouts. You can second-guess Mark Richt all you want to, but you know what? It's a shame that either one of those teams had to lose. That game easily could have been a national title game, except there's a number one team sitting up there from South Bend, Indiana, that's really going to have something to say about the national title in well, I guess it would be the first weekend of January. So it's Alabama and Notre Dame, and I don't know that it gets a whole lot better than that. I really don't. It would have been cool to see Georgia there, because I think Georgia would have shocked the nation. I really do. The defense, which was touted, was getting gassed yesterday by Alabama's running game. Lacey and Yeldon were just destroying Georgia on the running, especially in the second half. Kudos to them. Kudos to Aaron Murray, though. That game went back and forth all day long, back and forth. You had a heavyweight fight between two great programs, and it is great to see Georgia back where they need to be, at the top of the heap, along with Alabama, in with Notre Dame. It's fun to see those programs back on top. Not hating on the Miamis and the Florida States when they were there. The college football is good when they're there, too. But it is nice to see Notre Dame atop the college ranks. It's nice to see Alabama showing some sustainability. And now it's really nice to see Georgia, the Georgia Bulldogs, back in the fray one more and again. Okay, I look forward. Now, you know me, I'm an Illinois fan. I look forward to one day seeing Illinois just somewhere, you know, sniffing around a ranking, and it's going to be a while. We got a whole lot of rebuilding to do for those of us here in Middle Earth. In the meantime, such is the love for college football. To the National Basketball Association, really just two games today, Phoenix and New York, Orlando, L.A. Not really a lot to talk about where the NBA is concerned. I mean, a lot of people are just waiting for Derrick Rose, for those of you Bulls fans, and the Bulls to see what they're going to be when he comes back. Miami's still Miami. The Brooklyn Nets are a warm surprise. Even though they had a 14-point lead yesterday against Miami, Miami comes back and gets that win late. But, yeah, again, we won't harp too much on that situation in the NBA, because, again, it doesn't get interesting in the NBA until late February and March. So here's what I'm looking from some of you all today, if you can do this, okay? I am looking for – well, yeah, I think I'll – no, let's go differently. Let's do this. 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. That's the number to call in if you have something. I am calling out my football heads around this wonderful world to give me your picks for today. And some of you all I've chatted with either on Facebook or on Skype or whatever measure of communication we've used to get your picks for today's game. But I need one of you all to have the chutzpah, the blast, the courage to put it on record. I mean, put it on record. So I'm going to hail someone. I actually may call you and put you on the air because I want to, and maybe we should make this a segment. We'll call it the fan segment where we get a fan, and that fan will simply basically give us the picks. And then we'll compare those picks. Also, at 15 past the hour, one thing that we have not discussed that we need to discuss is what is Uncle Fuzzy, yours truly, what is Vinny Moore going to do next week or this coming week? Now, as many of you know, December the 7th is a very significant day in my life because yours truly will be turning the big 5-0. That's right. I'm actually turning 50. So I hit that pinnacle in life that unfortunately nowadays not a lot of us do anymore, but I get to be 50 by the grace of heaven this coming Friday. And, of course, there's a big party and everything else, and there's a lot of fodder around that, which is all well and good. It's a lot of fun. But there are those who know me really, really well from my days growing up when I was Jack Master Vicious. I was that guy behind the turntables with the big speakers, and I was the cut, the scratch, all that. And so some people believe, and this is not a bad idea, and I'll accept your perspectives through chat or through vocals, however you want to do it, that I should do a show, or I should do some shows, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, of all the music that came to define the upbringing of the life. And that takes me back to 1962. Now, let's talk a little bit about, real quickly, the music acumen. Because 1962, the week that I was born, does anyone know, without going on Google and looking, does anyone know what the number one song in America was the week of December 7th of 1962? That's your first challenge, okay? The second challenge is to basically help me figure out exactly how we want to do those shows, because it could be a lot of fun. I don't want to do a show on Monday where everything for an entire hour, 2 hours is from the 60s, because let's face it, that's 48 years ago, and I loved it, but I barely remember it, y'all. I really do. My music acumen doesn't probably really fire up till 1973, 74. I'm 11, 12 years old. I'm sitting outside Mount Zion Baptist Church. My mom's got me in that suit that I really can't stand to be in because it itches. But I'm sitting there in her Buick Deuce and a Quarter like I'm supposed to, minding my business as a little kid that can't wait to go inside Mount Zion. And lo and behold, the top five comes on, and it was my first real inkling into, rock and roll and funk and everything else. Now, keep in mind, I came through a genre of brothers who did their partying, did their, hanging out with their friends, and my brother always had a friend named Stash. Now, Stash changed people all the time, but he always had a friend whose name was Stash. Always. Okay? And Stash was always high, and Stash was always happy. Didn't matter if that Stash's real name was Mike, John, Peter, whatever. Stash himself, happy and high all the time. But those are fun times, and we look back. I mean, I get the remembrances of Marshall Tucker Bands and Kansas and Dust in the Wind and things like that, and they came to mold me, and I don't apologize for those experiences in life. Those were great times. 18 past the hour on the fastest 60 minutes in sports as we roll on. Listen, we're going to have some fun today. We're going to talk Week 13 National Football League. I do not see my boys from ESPN, Mike and Mike, Week 13, Stone Cold Pipe Lux. We'll have to get that at some point, and we'll get it all together here shortly. This is the Fast 6 Sports. My name is Vinny Moore, and we'll be back shortly right after this.
Getting the whole family ready for high-definition TV is easy with Turbo HD by Dish Network. You get more TV for less money, including Disney's Channel HD with hit series Wizards of Waverly Place, Hannah Montana, and The Sweet Life on Deck. With over 120 HD channels available now, there's something for everyone. And you'll love the savings. Packages start at just $24.99 a month. Call today and get HBO and Starz free for 3 months. To get Disney Channel HD today, call Dish Network.
It's the Subway Steak and Cheese Sub. Hearty Italian bread.
With a bit more onion on it, please.
It's the steak and cheese on hearty Italian bread, but now with a bit of onion on it, sub. Succulent steak, gently drizzled with...
Maybe a bit more.
Okay, totally loaded with Southwest sauce.
On some of those pepper thingies.
Okay, get ready. It's a really massively lovely steaky cheese thing, and yes, I'm starting to panic here. There's only 8 seconds of airtime left, and by pepper thingies, I guess you're meaning jalapenos. Sub. Available at Subway.
Can I...
With olive. Feel good food, made the way you want it. We've got a sub for that.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
You're listening to the fastest 60 minutes in sports.
Victory is mine.
You know, but as a series of popular beer commercials ably demonstrates, not every head coach basks in the goodwill after the game. Courtesy of YouTube sensation DJ Steve Porter, here's our spin on...
You play to win the game.
That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. You don't play to win. When you start telling me, it doesn't matter. Through the top. Get out.
We couldn't do diddly poo. Offensively, we couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. We sucked. We sucked.
You play to win the game. That's pitiful. You don't play to just play it.
Perform like that.
You don't play to win.
Okay.
You start telling me
we suck.
It doesn't matter. Through the top.
You kidding me? Playoffs?
Okay.
Playoffs? You kidding me?
Anyway.
Playoffs?
Playoffs?
That's pitiful.
Phil, that we go to our own pop icon, pop star Warren. Warren, that was a nice job done.
Mr. Porter did an excellent job because there's not too many ways you can make an NFL coach seem interesting.
As a matter of fact, and your old coach looked pretty good in there as well,
yeah,
too.
He's
hip. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to let it play all the way out. All right, fine. Week 13, the National Football League is upon us. I do see the flunkies back there working feverishly to get the Week 13 Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks 24 past the hour, fastest 60 minutes of sports rolls on. So you got some fun things going on in the National Football League. Let's get a little bit more housekeeping out of the way. Hot Stove Baseball, Let's see. Atlanta Braves ship Hanson to the Angels. Mariano Rivera signs a one-year deal with the Yankees. That's probably just because he wants to retire there. David Wright inks a new Mets deal. The Hall of Fame voting was just basically recently done now again. Yeah, as expected, Barry Bonds, Clemens fall short, and you know, there's some old times out there that still believe that that whole thing is tainted, is what it is. And that's going to be a problem for the White Sox. Now, Ian, the Phil Umber from the Sox, who I believe pitched a perfect game at one point, has now been claimed by the Houston Astros. That's going to be a problem for the Sox. They're going to have to come up with a new way. And, of course, locally here in Chicago and Middle Earth, the Chicago Cubs still seeking to add some pitching depth, so it's going to be some fun challenges there. But that's really it in the world of baseball. As far as hockey goes, well, they can't still seem to figure it out. Yeah. The NHL Players Association, okay, is a $10,000 stipend for the players because, again, they're not making any money. So, again, as much as we'd love to get in the game, there's a lot of hockey that's not the National Hockey League. So I humbly submit to you that I wear my Blackhawks coat just every day because you know, a great game is basically halted because, you know, grown men can't seem to figure it out. So sad, sad, sad. Again, 25 past the hour. Let's see. Let me 619-639-4747 619-639-4747 That's your number. I see things flying all over. How about yeah? Of course, the loss of Javon Belcher and the death of the girlfriend. Of course, leaving the 3 month old to kind of you know become part of the ward of the state now. Hopes that that situation in and of itself does you know get sorted out to the best of it. So that's just a sad, sad. Situation and state of affairs, and man, I don't even know how what you say to something like that. And just sad, just sad. Well, I don't want to bore you with a bunch of stuff. I thought, guys, that we would have this thing sorted out by now. I'm doing the best I can to chat people's ears off, but let's face it, guys, I'm only so talented. Okay, that was kind of funny, and I probably should never do that again. So forgive me. yeah, that's probably not a good look. So. We won't do that again. I promise you, you know, we won't do that again. All right, so, we found it. Ooh, this could be fun. Good stuff. Good. All right, so that's fun. All right, now, who'd you pick? Who did you pick? 619-639-4747. And let's try this. Let's see if this thing actually works. Let's see. There's that screen. There is, let's see if this works. Let's see how this thing actually works. So if I, because I am your guru and host, and I tend to be a technical guy from time to time, you know, not just ever so often. Let's see how this works. Let's see. You have no idea what I'm doing. I know I'm doing this incognito, but trust me, this will work out. So we're going to randomly call a guest, okay, today as a team. We're going to call a fan. A NFL fan, and see if they have the courage and the moxie to answer the phone and put their NFL picks on blast. That's right. I said it. You know who you are. Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports. You're actually live on this show.
I am.
You are.
Wow. I feel honored.
So, it's week 13 in the National Football League. You ready to talk about this?
Sure.
Yeah, shake it off. Shake out the cobwebs. That's right. There's only
I'm shaking them off.
7,200 people that just can't wait to hear what you have to say. We get all these lunkheads experts, you know, these hard legs that often talk about the National Football League from the X and O's perspective, but we very seldom actually get a hardline fan. So today we put the hardline fan on front, and because we can get away with this, we did not go to a hard leg guy from Butte, Montana, who just thinks that the Republican right is such and such and such and such and that everything revolves around Boise, Idaho football. No, we decided to call you in Middle Earth, a young woman who has been a football fan for a very long time. So, and I'm rattling to give you a chance to get the cobwebs out so you can get all your picks in front of you because this is recorded radio.
Woohoo!
Let me know when you're ready. Okay.
I'm ready.
All right. So I'm just going to run it down there. All you got to do is tell me who you think is going to win. If you want to add, you know, a little perspective, you certainly can. But this typically goes almost in a rapid-fire thing, and then we'll, of course, put you on some level of blast. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jacksonville at Buffalo.
Bills. Better passing.
Okay.
Running and receiving all around.
All right. Seattle at Chicago.
Now, do you have to ask me that question? The Bears.
Okay. The
Bears.
Indianapolis at Detroit.
Indianapolis at Detroit. Now, on paper. On paper. Okay. It's supposed to be the Lions. Hands down. Hope they will give them room for their money, but the Lions.
All right. Minnesota at Green Bay.
Don't like the Pack. I do not like the Pack.
So this is
hands down.
That's a true Bears fan. Can't stand the Green Bay Packers. All right, Houston at Tennessee.
You know what? I'm going for Tennessee. I don't like the Texans.
Wow. All right, Carolina at Kansas City. A lot going on there.
That's going to be a hard one. I am actually going to have to go with Kansas City on this one.
Keep in mind, after the loss of Javon Belcher yesterday, the suicide that was done there,
the team may play
with a level of emotion that may get them over the hump. Team's 1-10, so San Francisco at St. Louis.
Let's see.
Remember the last time these two.
Now, I'm going for the Rams on this one. Gonna be hard.
The New England Patriots and the Miami Dolphins.
Patriots. You don't have to ask that question.
All right. Arizona at the New York Jets.
Yeah, Jets. Hands down. I don't like Arizona.
Okay. Tampa Bay at Denver.
Denver. And I hope that they beat their tails. Don't like Tampa Bay.
The Cleveland Browns traveling west to go to Oakland.
I have to hit with the Raiders this time, and I hope they smash them bad, too.
Okay. Cincinnati at San Diego.
Cincinnati at San Diego. I'm going to go for San Diego this time.
Okay. Pittsburgh at Baltimore.
You know what? I had some thought about this. I'm gonna go for the Ravens on this one.
I'm gonna
pray about it.
The Sunday night affair, Philadelphia at Dallas.
I'm going for Philadelphia on this one.
Okay. And we all know about the Thursday affair where Atlanta took out the Saints 23-13. So Monday night's affair is huge. The New York Giants going into Washington to play RG3 and the Redskins. What do you got?
I love RG3. I do. But I'm going for the Giants on this one.
Really? Okay.
It's gonna be hard because he has a shotgun. He can get it, but.
Good stuff. All right. So for those of you who got to listen to all that, this is all documented, all recorded now. So you can best believe if your picks stink, we're gonna remind you as soon as these games is over. Now, many of you have heard the perspective of potential shows Monday through Thursday associated with all the music celebrating, I guess, what is going to be hopefully 50 years of a successful run for yours truly. And I appreciate every last one of you that were not only part of Vincent Imaging, part of Vinnie Moore's upbringing, part of the whole hip-hop phase, part of the whole house music era. It seems like we've gotten a lot done in five decades of this thing. To my humble fan on the phone, good luck with your picks. I will put your name on blast soon enough. That's only assuming that you go better than 70%. If you go less than 70%, I will humbly talk about you. But then again, that's not anything abnormal for yours truly. Any final words about your picks before we let you go?
I know that my picks are going to go good. On paper, a lot of them are supposed to go against any of the picks that I've made.
Uh-huh.
But Maxine said that I have a great, great gift of picking good teams in any matchup on any league.
I'm sorry, you're breaking. I'm sorry, you're breaking up. What was that last thing you said?
I have a great gift at picking great teams in any matchup on any league.
Uh huh.
It's a gift.
It's a gift. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're paying close attention to this because denial is the first thing that comes.
Yeah, this is a gift that I have. And I feel it. It's literally comes to me like they're gonna win.
Uh huh.
It may not be an easy one, but they're gonna win. So bear with me here.
If you've got a perspective on what you've just heard, 619-639-4747. All right.
Bring
thank it. You so much. I like that in you. All right. We will check these picks and we will get back. And, of course, what I think I'll do as far as next segment, I'm going to reach back to you and we'll review your successes and or failures before we go on to the next individual so we can have a little bit of fun with this thing in this segment. All right. We will check with you later. Thank you very much. Love from the southeast side of the world in here in Illinois. Big-time Bears fan, thank you so much for chiming in. Also, again, if you've got a perspective, 619-639-4747, love to hear from you as well. In the meantime, our friends from ESPN have loaded us up with the Stone Cold Lead 5 Blocks. We're about a minute late with that, but that's all right. So for the next 3 minutes, sit back and enjoy. Brought to you by our friends at ESPN, and this is an exclusive and sponsored by Peak Antifreeze. When you peak, you win. Here we go.
These are the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks, an ESPN radio exclusive.
All right, Golic, here we go for week 13, and for this week, I am changing around the words to one of my favorite songs. And this week, I'm singing the following.
There'll be one less lonely girl. One less lonely girl. One less lonely girl.
Nothing could be finer than to be playing Kansas City.
What?
What? Especially if you're Carolina.
That doesn't make sense.
Oh, my God, do the Chiefs stink.
Losing is a disease.
Oh, my God, are the Chiefs brutal.
As contagious as bubonic plague.
The Chiefs have fumbled three times, and they have thrown three interceptions.
Every single player on the Kansas City Chiefs are going to ask for Cam Newton's autograph after this game is over. That's what they seem to be more concerned about. They're more worried about getting Peyton Manning's autograph.
Do you want to lose? I throw, you catch. It's not that hard, okay? All right, get out of here.
And now the fact that they're the worst offensive team I've ever seen in my entire life.
And now I have seen it all.
Carolina giving three at Kansas City. Kansas City has become the easiest place to play in the league. Give me the Panthers in a blowout win, -3, no problem at all.
Stay the course, pal.
Really worked up on that one, aren't you?
I don't like this whole autograph.
Boy, that means Kansas City's going to win this game. Nice kiss of death there. I'm going to Tennessee where the Titans are getting 5.5 points from the visiting Houston Texans.
I guess if we root for the Texans, it doesn't mean we'd have to stop rooting for the Cowboys.
Texans have had a couple of long games out there, but they're finding ways to win.
I'll give you $5 to not do what you're thinking about doing.
So I'm going to go Houston going to Tennessee, changing their offensive coordinator. We'll see what that does. But I like Houston on the road, giving 5.5 to Tennessee.
You just lost $5.
And then finally, as we go head-to-head, I do and I don't. I do think the Packers are good. I don't think the Vikings are.
Okay.
And thus, I think the Packers will begin their push a week later than I expected. I thought they'd cruise last week, and I was wrong. I thought they'd beat the Giants last week, and I was wrong. But I think they're going to shellack Minnesota this week, and I'll be right. Give me Green Bay at home, -9.
Holy freak out. The geek is gone for sure.
Wrong. Green Bay has Aaron Rodgers, no doubt about that. They have no running game and basically no defense right now. Now.
You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
The past then.
When?
Just now.
Do I think Green Bay wins the game? Yes, I do. But by 9, no, I don't.
Ah, what a pity. What a pity.
I think Minnesota makes it a little better game than a 9-point spread, so I have Minnesota going on the road. May not win the game, but they'll easily give me those 9 points.
Why are the pretty ones always so dumb?
And those are the Week 13 Stone Cold Lead Blocks.
Game's over, losers. I have all the money.
Wow. That's good stuff. Back after this.
We're here asking people from all over what they think of Lipton green tea. Let's hear what people from Texas have to say.
Mm-mm.
How about China?
Mm.
Germany?
Mm.
How about people from the North Pole?
Mm.
Or Mars? It, what about mimes? Oh, right. People with their jaws wired shut?
Oh.
Yeah, a barbershop quartet.
Mm.
Oh, you guys are great. How about race car drivers?
Mm.
Yeah, what about you, high school glee club, here on a field trip? Well, that settles it. It sounds like everyone loves the taste of Lipton green tea. With its protective antioxidants from real tea, it's not just good for you, it's mmm to you. Lipton tea can do that.
All right, back on the ride. 20 minutes. 20 minutes left in this one. 40 past the hour. It is what it tis. Now, you've heard from our fan base. You've heard from ESPN. The one person you haven't heard from is the most important voice on your show. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You haven't heard from yours truly. That's right. The birthday boy himself. You know, the – see, I could really go there and do that whole rock thing, you know, the pie liquor, the everything else. But that would just be wrong on so many levels. So I'm just going to tell you this. The most significant prognosticator you will ever meet is about to tell you what's going to happen today. And I will humbly submit to you, if I am wrong, it is only because it is an act of God. That's right. I said it. I stand by it. So let's run you down. Jacksonville at Buffalo today. I think the fan base may actually be right. Buffalo's a better football team. Jacksonville's not that good. Seattle at Chicago. Here's the one scary thing for the Chicago Bears. You're playing the largest defensive line that you'll face all season, and they get after the pass. Jay Cutler moves the pocket as he's done most recently. The Bears win. The Bears win easily. Jay Cutler stands stationary in the pocket. Jay Cutler gets sacked 6 times. Keep in mind, the Seattle defense has sacked Green Bay's Aaron Rodgers 8 times in one half of football. That's how good that Seattle defense can be. Bears, you had better put the big boy pants on and play a really good half of football first half to set a tone and be able to get Michael Bush and Matt Forte running downhill. They do that, they win easily. Indianapolis at Detroit. This one's a fun game because both teams offensively are very good. Both teams defensively have basically pissed on their draws a lot this year. So I think it comes down to whoever has the ball last, but I do like Detroit to maybe eke this one out. Don't be surprised though, if Indianapolis starts to put a hammering on them early just in terms of points. Detroit has a tendency to be slow out of the gate. Minnesota at Green Bay. As much as a lot of the Bear fans hate Green Bay, Green Bay is a good football team. They did lay an egg against the Giants last week. They get Greg Jennings back, and that, again, let me remind you, for those of the fan base out there, Green Bay was 15-0 until Greg Jennings got hurt and went down, and they were 15-1. Please remember that. Jennings is back today. Minnesota's on the road. They're playing in Green Bay. Green Bay should win this football game, even though you don't want them to because they're chasing the Bears. Bottom line is they should handle business. The Houston Texans at Tennessee. On paper, the Texans should blow this game out, but as we've come to realize, when Houston travels, anything can happen. Tennessee is playing for a lot of jobs on that squad. Don't be surprised if Tennessee does find a way to get this game won. I really do not believe that the Houston Texans are ready to take the primetime stage of a Super Bowl yet, but that's just me talking. The record, as Bill Parcells says, you are what your record says you are. So kudos to them for having a good season so far. Carolina, Kansas City, in light of everything going on there, Kansas City may either play the game of their life or they may truly just lay down. You know, you heard the Mike and Mike piece where all that was done, of course, before all these things went down with the Jovan Belcher suicide and everything else. So that changes the landscape, kind of brings things back to some level of parity. Don't be surprised if Kansas City doesn't, you know, play on emotion and do well in this game. San Francisco at St. Louis. Remember the last time these two teams got together? It was a tie. Let me humbly submit to you, a tie. The Niners are head and shoulders above the Rams. But that doesn't matter. And this one's in St. Louis. And the Rams, Jeff Fisher's done a great job getting those guys ready to play. I like this game to be close. I do like the Niners to win the game, but I like the game to be close. And that would not surprise me if the Rams find a way to upset them. That wouldn't surprise me at all because the Niners have a tendency to play down to their competition. So, New England at Miami. The Patriots are doing what the Patriots always do, getting on a roll, getting on a run. But the last time they lost was actually the division opponent like the Miami Dolphins was in Miami, which is where they're at today. Miami coming off a bit of a surprise win last week. Why not? Let's see if the Dolphins can pull it. And the Patriots on paper should blow the Dolphins out. And Tom Brady is doing what Tom Brady does. He's getting everyone involved. Brandon Lloyd's there. Wes Welker's there. And that team is getting healthy. Well, let's see which version of Miami you get. If you get the standard Miami, yeah, you're going to get a 59-10 blowout from the Patriots. But if Miami plays defense like they're capable of, you could have yourselves a game. I like the Patriots to win the game. Miami to try to keep it close. Arizona at the New York Jets. Well, let's just say two bad teams. Arizona got out of the gate 4-0 and then literally, well, wet their drawers. The Jets can't get out of their own way playing high school ball with professional uniforms on. Who wins this game? The Jets are at home. Let's go with the Jets. Tampa Bay at Denver. I love Tampa Bay's wannabe swag, but that's what it is. It's wannabe swag. Going into Mile High, playing in Denver. Peyton Manning, not offense. They've all well adjusted. Denver's probably the best team in the AFC right next to New England. Denver should roll in this game. The Cleveland Browns heading to the West Coast to take on the Oakland Raiders. If Carson Palmer cannot wet his pants and stay upright, the Oakland Raiders win this football game. Cleveland has proven that they can run the football with Trent Richardson and proven that they can keep games close. Brandon Whedon's turning into an awfully good quarterback, so why not? But in this game, I think Carson Palmer finds a way with Darius Haywood Bay to get it done. Cincinnati at San Diego. Both teams are still mathematically alive, but let's face it, this game is more important to Cincinnati than it is to San Diego. Phillip Rivers should have a good game. As he's always, his numbers look amazing in December, and this is December the, 2nd? So we'll see which version of Phillip shows up. Pittsburgh at Baltimore. Pittsburgh can't find out which quarterback is going to actually stay upright. They've gone to Charlie Batch, who had a really, really rough week last week. Baltimore without Ray Lewis, I think Ed Reed is back today. That defense should really command a lot. Games in Baltimore. Look for a low-scoring game, but Baltimore should eke that out. Say 13-10, maybe if Flacco has a couple of, again, the Pittsburgh secondary is really good. Don't look for Flacco to have a clowning kind of day. But I could see a 13-6 ball game, maybe 20-10. Philadelphia at Dallas. Dallas still relevant. Philadelphia not so much. Philadelphia playing for jobs and trying to save Andy Reid's job. Dallas on paper should really handle this game. I know people don't like Dallas because it's Dallas and Jerry Jones, but on paper Dallas should handle this. DeMarco Murray's back. If he's running the ball and running well against that Philadelphia defense, it could be a really long day for the Philadelphia team. You already know what happened Thursday night with Atlanta taking care of New Orleans. I'm still sniffing about that one because that one kind of hurt my heart. But bye-bye to the New Orleans Saints. There'll be no run to the playoffs this year. You're 5-7. To the Monday night game, the New York Giants at the Washington Redskins. The Giants looked like the world champs last week, pasting Green Bay. RG3 is a bit of an anomaly. No, there's no a bit. He is an anomaly. He's unique enough to change the game. He is maybe one of the few rookies you'll come across that will actually be considered in the most valuable player conversation next to Peyton Manning. I'd love to see the Redskins win this game. On paper, that doesn't seem to be possible, but you don't play the game on paper. So I'm going to stick my head in a bit of a stockade in the guillotine here and say the Redskins shock the Giants at home in front of a national audience on Monday night. Give me Redskins 27, Giants 24 in a great game that RG3 pulls out at the end. 13 left in the ride. Now you've got the official real picks. All right, there you go. You got it from the fans. You got it from the prognosticators. The one thing we've yet to do, and we can do it right now because we've got a little bit of time left, is the fantasy love. Let's get to the rankings real quick. If you've got them, you're starting them. If you don't, well, then you don't. Good for you. Let's find my ranks, guys. Find my ranks. Clock's ticking. Got to get the people what they want. Week 13 ranks. Here we go. Oh, something is in my left eye. That cannot be good. Oh, yeah, that's victory. I know you didn't see that coming. I can. I hear something playing in the background, and it's got me a little off my square. What is that? Oh, okay, never mind. Not important. So to your rankings. We do them in reverse order, so we'll start with your defenses this time around. Number 10 this week, if you've got them, start them. Number 10, the Carolina Panthers. Number 9, the Dallas Cowboys. Number 8, the Houston Texans. They get Tennessee. Number 7, Seattle and Chicago. Number 6, Denver. Number 5, New England. Number 4, Baltimore. Number 3, the New York Jets. Number 2, the Niners at St. Louis. And the number 1 defense, if you've got them, you're playing today, is indeed your Chicago Bears. All right? I didn't rank them, but of the 4 guys that do the power rankings, only one of them had the Bears ranked 2, and that would only be behind the Niners, and that was Matthew Berry. All the other professional prognosticators have the Bears number 1 this week. For your kickers, this week. Some common names. You'll probably hear these quite a bit. Actually, we'll go 11 because we can give Robbie Gould some love in Chicago. Number 10, Connor Barth. Number 9, Phil Dawson. Number 8, Sebastian Janikowski. Number 7, Danny Bailey. 6, Shane Graham in Houston. Number 5, Blair Walsh. Minnesota. Number 4, Jason Hansen. 3, Justin Tucker at Baltimore. Number 2, Stephen Gostkowski in New England. Number 1, Lawrence Tynes with the Giants. Again, if you've got them, you're starting them. To the tight ends. It's always fun to say tight end. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Number 10, Greg Olsen, Carolina. Number 9, Heath Miller in Pittsburgh. Number 8, Kyle Rudolph, Minnesota's tight end. Number 7, Brandon Pettigrew. Number 6, Antonio Gates in San Diego. Number 5, Jermaine Gresham in Cincinnati. Number 4, Aaron Hernandez in New England. Number 3, Vernon Davis in San Francisco. Number 2, Owen Daniels. And number 1 this week. Wow, kind of a shock. Jason Witten, number 1 this week. Dallas going up against Philadelphia. Someone want to tell me how that happened to, you know what, our buddy, oh, that's right, Jimmy Graham, they already played. That's right, they played Thursday night. That's why they're not going to be ranked. I'm so used to seeing Jimmy Graham's name at the top of that list, which is why you wouldn't see Drew Brees at the top of a quarterback's list this time around. All right, so your wideouts. Number 10, Wes Welker. Number 9, Hakeem Nicks of the Giants. Number 8, Victor Cruz of the Giants. Number 7, Reggie Wayne of the Colts. Number 6, Dez Bryant. Number 5, Brandon Marshall of the Bears. Number 4, Andre Johnson of the Houston Texans. Number 3, Demaryius Thomas in Denver. Number 2, A.J. Green in Cincinnati. And number 1, Megatron himself, Calvin Johnson in Detroit. To your running backs. And again, it used to, I'm not sure it's as much of the running back league as it used to be. A couple of years ago, it was all about the running backs. But nowadays, with wideouts like Calvin Johnson, of course, Reggie Wayne's still up there at the top of his game. There's a lot of options. A.J. Green's done well. All right, so your running backs. Number 10, Chris Johnson. Number 9, Alfred Morris of the Skins. Number 8, Frank Gore of the Niners. Number 7, C.J. Spiller. 6, Jamal Charles. 5, Ray Rice. Number 4, Dougie Martin in Tampa Bay. Number 3, Trent Richardson in Cleveland. Number 2, Adrian Peterson in Minnesota. And the number 1 running back, sir, God knows how many weeks, Arian Foster at the Houston Texans. Now to the position that touches the ball more than anyone else in the game, the quarterbacks themselves. Number 10, Colin Kaepernick of the Niners comes in. Number 9, Andrew Luck. Number 8, Eli Manning of the Giants. Number 7, Tony Romo. Number 6, Cam Newton. Number 5, Matthew Stafford. Number 4, RG3 himself, Robert Griffin. Number 3, Peyton Manning. Number 2, Aaron Rodgers of Green Bay. And the number 1 quarterback, if you got him, you start him today, is Thomas Brady himself, New England going up against Miami. And as I look across the landscape of prognosticators, only 2 of them actually chose Tom Brady to be number 1. Mr. Cockcroft chose Aaron Rodgers to be 1 and Robert Griffin to be 2 this week. That's a bit of a reach across the board. But, you know, again, that's the varying degrees depending on where you are in the nation of what you see and how you feel. So why not? So those are your fantasy rankings. I think we've touched it all. Anything from the boxing world? No. Anything from the UFC world? Next week. Okay. Lots of Facebook love. Thank you guys so much. You guys are really, really cool. Appreciate you guys. The implications of today. If you're a Bears fan, the implication of today's game will hinge largely on your worst case scenario. You fall back into a bit of a tie with Green Bay, but Green Bay owns the tiebreaker over you. So you do need to handle Seattle. And you know, for those trying to preview that game, let's face it, Russell Wilson's been very, very good. He's a great mobile quarterback. This will certainly be the greatest test for that offense facing a Bears very, very opportunistic defense that loves to get the ball out and loves to create turnovers. So you're going to find out very, very shortly. Six minutes left in the ride today. If you're going to the Fox broadcast, you know, that for your NFC games, that will start here in about 7 minutes. For the NBA, yeah, for the AFC, you will go to your CBS affiliate for the Sunday Night Affair. That'll be on NBC, and of course, for the Monday Night Affair, that'll be on ESPN. Get all the NFL love. For those of you who have NFL Red Zone, that is a great program. It's a lot of fun if you want to just kind of, if you're an NFL fan, not necessarily bound to a team, NFL Red Zone is a lot of fun as well. Any other marketing things I need to knock out before we can move on? I think we're good. Denver has sewn up the AFC West. AFC South belongs to the Houston Texans. The AFC North does belong to the Ravens. They are 3 games clear of any competing team. The AFC East is really largely controlled by the New England Patriots. And what just happened is the screen just kind of went wacky on me. There we go. Yeah, the Pats are also three games clear of any team. That's the New England Patriots are the only team above 500 in that division. It's been rough. The NFC, the Giants, a two-game lead over the Redskins. That's why that game is so important to the Skins. Because we told you about the Bears with a one-game lead. Three teams in the NFC North are above 500. Minnesota, Green Bay, and, of course, the Bears. Detroit is 4-7. That's the best 4-7 football team you'll ever meet. It really is. And if you flip that around, of course, you'd have a really tight race because that would mean, let's just say it. It is certainly possible for all those teams to be over 500. The NFC South, again, Atlanta has really just ran away with that division and hid. Tampa Bay at 6-5, still fighting for a playoff shot. New Orleans at 5-7 is done. Carolina 3-8 is done. The Seattle Seahawks are two games behind the Niners. They're 6-5. This game means a lot to Seattle today. A win and you continue your push to the playoffs, a loss, and it gets that much harder to get that in one of those wild card spots because the Niners are going to win that division. It's currently sitting at 8-2-1. All right, 5 minutes. 5 minutes left to go on this amazing ride. Actually, I take that back. It's 4 minutes. 4 minutes left to go on the ride. No more commercials. No more, clips whatsoever. Now it's time for your Shula to tell you how much he loves you and thanks you, as he always does every single week. The bottom line is this. I'm 49. I'll be 50 in a few days, and I am not feeling it. And I thank my family. I thank my loved ones. I thank all of those of you that care about a brother left and right because you make this thing happen. You really do. I thank the fans. Again, I've yet to ascend to that million-dollar contract courtesy of one of these major networks, but rumor has it, anything is possible. So we stay on the air. We stay passionate about the sports that we love. We stay passionate about all sports. I don't think we'll ever necessarily cover cricket, but you never know. You just never know. Fans are fans, and there's nothing like them. So to Richland Park, to all of the Chicago market, I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. To the extended family and those of you traveling this week coming to the Chicago market for this massive celebration on Friday night, I thank you. I love you. I can't tell you how much this means to me and means to the family. Yes, I understand that through the grapevine that there will be lots of flash pods and red carpets and backdrops all over the place. So come on down. Have a great time. For those of you trying to figure out whether or not you can still get here or not, make a doggone decision. I'm going to love you regardless. If you make it, great. If you don't, it's cool, too. I still love you. I realize where your heart is at. Someone's got to have the iPad that night, though. Someone's got to have the iPad with the video camera because I got a funny feeling this is going to be good video. All right? I don't know all that's going to happen. I haven't been involved in it. They've done a really good job keeping me out of that circle. And I'm really, really incredibly thankful for whatever surprises are going to come my way the night of this event. All right. I don't believe there's anything else for us to have a conversation about. The bottom line is your teams need to win. Your opponent's teams need to lose and whatever that means. So I trust that you fired up a grill somewhere for those of you in Middle Earth where it's about 60 degrees Fahrenheit. It's a beautiful day outside. Get yourself something good to eat. Get something nice and cold to drink. Settle in for what should be an amazing day of National Football League action. Say a nice prayer for Javon Belcher and the family that what they're going through right now with the loss of Javon and Catrice Perkins, the young lady who also was killed in an accident. Say something kind and nice regarding that situation. Happy holidays, everybody. And we will see you next time only on the fastest 60 minutes in sports. We did it again, man. Somehow we found a way to get through the fastest 60 minutes of sports. We'll see you next time. Love you. Peace.